Welcome in here to another week of Trojan Preview on KJN, our chance to catch up with Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Thank you to KJN for covering our football club.
Well, back here to game week once again here. Had a week off there in the first round of the playoffs with a bye and await your opponent. And now you know that's going to be Des Moines Christian here once again. I'm sure you had a chance to watch their game a little bit there with Albia. What do you see from the Lions here this time around?
Well, they're a much improved football team than the last time we saw them. You know, they came off of some COVID-related issues. And when we first played them, I don't think they maybe had their legs underneath them nor the conditioning, you know, coming back from some of that stuff. So it certainly looks like they are now, and they're ready to go. They certainly run the ball a little bit harder. They're just more crisp getting in and out of the huddle. And just the way they do things, you can tell that they are a much improved football team.
Well, you had a week to kind of, I guess, reflect and look at yourselves a little bit and just kind of work on some of the fundamentals. I know that's what you went back to and just try to keep the guys focused and anxious and ready to go. And how did that week plan out there for you?
You know, I thought it was just fine. Like you said, we went back and worked on the fundamentals. But the other thing, too, was, you know, trying to get healthy. We have some guys with some nicks and bruises and kind of kept them out for a little bit last week, some of our older guys. But then the focus was on our younger guys. So our younger guys got in a lot of reps, you know, hoping to build some depth. Whether they, you know, actually play on Friday night or not, it's going to help them next year.
Well, and certainly, too, I know the emphasis after the game there in the last week of the regular season was to take care of yourself, make sure you're doing the right things. Obviously, you know, that whole situation is something else to keep in the back of the mind, and everybody, I think, has done a pretty good job trying to do that.
Yeah, for the most part, been, you know, fairly pleased with our guys, you know, taking care of themselves. But, you know, that's been a heightened sense of urgency also this week, just as you see the numbers progress in our county. So each and every day after practice, that's been something we've discussed about, hey, trying to take care of yourself, making sure that you know your surroundings and where you're at, and really just kind of try and stay away from other people.
Well, you know, as we mentioned, we get a chance to get back on the field now this week, and I guess the other nice benefit of this, too, is you earned the opportunity to be back in the Trojan Bowl once again. You only got that chance once during the regular season, so it'd be nice to be back on that home field again.
Definitely. You know, we finally got a couple days of practice here, which is, you know, build some excitement, too. I think that's only our fifth and sixth practice we've had on the turf, and our guys are excited to play at home. So that helps a little bit with motivation. But, you know, the playoffs are here, so hopefully everybody's motivated.
Yeah, at this point, I think everybody's amped up and ready to go. Of course, you, throughout this year, the way it's been, you've, I think, valued every week more so than maybe in the past as well. But now, of course, you get that extra added. Well, now we know if we don't win, then our season is over. So guys really want to be motivated to go out there, do their best, put their best foot forward so that they know they left it out there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and it's something we've also talked about. It's been, you know, since 2002, since we've won a playoff game. And so that's a big goal of our kids. And you know, they're excited about trying to do that, you know, with the new field, the new complex, and a lot of that stuff. You know, being on the road, it just adds some extra motivation into maybe playing a little bit harder.
Well, and you talk about that playoff scenario, too. You know, the way things were set up this year, you win this game and you move on to the next round, then you get some of those accolades as well from the state. This would actually technically then the next round be the first round of what would have been the playoffs. So you want to earn that that little banner and that opportunity as well.
Definitely. You know, that's something, too, that we've talked about as well with our kids is, hey, this is an opportunity for you to, you know, put something up on the wall. And that's something that you can come back and look at and point out with your friends, you know, 20 years later and say, hey, you know, that was kind of something. And you know, that's a big deal for our guys, I think.
Well, and back to Des Moines Christian here, we talked about how they have maybe adjusted a little bit. It certainly sounds like when they came back from that little COVID break, you know, they only had, I think, a few practices before they had the chance to play you the last time you met up. So that does change things a little bit. They moved some guys around for a couple of weeks trying to figure some things out as well, and I understand they had a couple of injuries along the way that made that difference. But now it seems like I think they've got everybody back where they want them to and in the positions that they expect them to, and you certainly expect a team to give you a better effort when that's the case and they've had a chance to practice together.
Definitely, you know, and that's a concern of ours, and we've, you know, broadcast that to our guys as well, that, hey, this is a little bit different team than we faced the first time. You know, they've got a 6'1", 230-pound running back in Josh Shank, and if you watch the film from their last game against Albia, you know, he breaks off, you know, 2-3 long runs, but it's with 4 or 5 guys on his back. You know, for us to be successful, we're going to have to hit him low.
Yeah, certainly. I think that'll be a focus here in the game, is making sure that you first slow down that running game. Jackson Withers at quarterback, a guy that can take off and run with it a little bit himself as well. Your defense has done a good job, I think, throughout the year of playing that good assignment football, making sure that you're setting the edge and stringing things out. And obviously, that's another key when you're facing a team that wants to run the ball a little bit.
Yeah, you know, our guys, our DNs on the edge have really improved over the course of the year. Might be the, you know, the most improvement on our defense. They've been able to set the edge and, you know, very, very few plays off that edge on us. But we're more concerned now with this big running back on trying to run between the defensive ends and off tackle. So that's going to be critical in this game is, you know, can we stop him on the inside with our, you know, front six guys?
Yeah, and that, I guess that's another spot, especially in the middle of that linebacking core and from the safety spot, too, that's been really strong for you. Bodie Johnson's had a terrific year there in the middle. You've had some other guys that have flown around there as well with Joe Weaver, and then, of course, the guys in the defensive backfield as well. Have you felt like that has just continued to improve throughout the year, that communication and guys knowing where they're supposed to be?
Yeah, and that's been a big focus of ours at practice, too. You know, not only Bodie, but Brendan Atkinson has just played outstanding, as well as Colin Molinex on the back end in the middle as free safety. You know, that's the heart and soul of our defense, and that's where we start, and then we start working our way out. But you're right, communication's been key. It's going to be key this game. We're switching up a few coverages to try and help out our, you know, defending that pass game. And anytime you do that, you've got to communicate on the back end. Those defensive backs, outside linebackers, have to make sure they're all on the same page. And I think, you know, if we stop the run, they're going to try and put the ball in the air, so it becomes that much more critical to communicate.
Yeah, I guess that maybe is something else that makes Des Moines Christian a little bit of a tough opponent to be fully prepared for, because, like you said, they may want to try to go to some of that hard-running ground game first, but then they're also a team that will move guys out wide and spread you out a little bit, so that kind of totally changes what you're doing defensively. You got to make sure you kind of know it both ways.
Definitely. And, you know, but our defense has done a good job, you know, throughout the season of, you know, switching up their coverages based on certain sets. We spend a lot of time and practice on it, but you know, it only takes, that's what we tell our defense, it only takes one guy to mess up on defense and the whole defense can be affected. You know, if you're running the ball on offense to the right and maybe somebody on the left misses a block, you still have a chance for a decent play. But defensively, boy, it's so critical that everybody's on the same page.
Well, on the other side, your offense has continued to improve here throughout the year. Garrett McLaren's gotten more comfortable there at the quarterback spot. It's been pretty efficient here these last few times out. You, of course, are trying to get some more guys involved and get some more guys in the passing game going. The run game has been pretty solid for you here throughout the year, both through the middle and a little bit on the outside. And I guess you kind of got two guys that can do a little bit of both of that, and that makes your backfield a little bit more dynamic.
Yeah, you know, overall offensively, just, you know, spreading that ball around, as you mentioned, we've got 4, 5, 6 guys that can all do something with the football, and we need to continue to spread the ball around. That just puts more pressure on the opposing team's defense and, you know, keeps all our guys involved. They're all playing hard, and, you know, they just can't focus on one guy.
Anything in particular against this Des Moines Christian defense that you're going to kind of emphasize, or is it more of, you know, you want to do a little bit of everything to keep them off balance?
Well, you know, I think tonight it's going to be cold, and you know, there's going to be a little sting in the air when you pop the pads a little bit. So for us, it's going to be, you know, how mentally tough are we over the course of the game? Whether we're down or we're up, can we, you know, still be you know, effective? The other thing is rushing the football. When it's cold, it's a little bit tougher to pass, a little bit tougher to catch. And so for us, we need to run the football early on. That's going to open up our play action pass game and some of our other things. And then, of course, turnovers. You know, when we rush in the football, we've got to take care of the football.
Well, and of course, a group that always gets a little bit overlooked is those guys up front, and I think that that's also a part of your game that's gotten better as the year's gone on. Those holes have gotten a little bit bigger, I think, for Bodie and for Corey out there as the season's moved along.
Definitely. Our front five, it's been critical. That's something we focused on this last week, of keeping them healthy. And I think all of them are going to be just fine, you know, heading into this game to start with. But, yeah, they've done a great job, and they just continue to do that. It's, you know, you kind of look at them, and they're always outsized. But just the way that they work together as a team is, you know, it just exemplifies our whole team. You know, we need all of them, and they've done a great job for us.
Well, this, like we talked about at the outset, is something that hasn't been an opportunity for an awfully long time. Of course, the season itself, we didn't know it was going to be an opportunity to begin with. How much fun has this been, and how excited are the guys to get out there and play some playoff football?
I think they're just ecstatic, really. You know, this last week of practice, you could tell that they were a little on edge. They wanted to do a little bit more hitting, and we're trying to dial them back a little bit. So I think they're going to come out, you know, ready to play.
Well, Coach, we look forward to an exciting game here at the Trojan Bowl. We'll be there to broadcast the game. If folks can't make it out, we appreciate your time again here this week.
Yep, thank you, Chris. Thank you, KJN.
All right, that's going to do it for another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN.